From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in Binghamton, New York say 14 people are dead. Four others are listed in serious condition after an armed man walked into an Immigration Services Center and opened fire today. Joseph Sikuski is chief of the Binghamton Police Department. He says it's believed the gunman is dead.
Among the dead, there is a male victim that has a satchel around his neck or arms, and there is ammunition in there. Our original information that the shooter was using handguns, and we did recover two handguns at the scene. So at this point, not 100%, but we have very good reason to believe that the shooter is among the dead.
Officials say the gunman barricaded a back door to the center with his car. New York's governor called it a tragic day, while President Barack Obama issued a statement saying he and First Lady Michelle Obama were, quote, shocked and saddened by the shooting. Police are still investigating a motive. President Obama held a town hall meeting in Strasbourg, France today, where he called for renewed U.S.-European partnership. NPR's Don Gagne was there and has audience reaction.
The President and First Lady were greeted with thunderous applause. Mr. Obama was cheered again when he explained why he decided to close the Guantanamo prison camp. But he also said Europe needs to do its part in Afghanistan and in fighting terrorism. He said the U.S. can't shoulder the burden alone. This 16-year-old Strasbourg student's reaction was typical.
He said what we wanted to hear about the ecology, no torture, less nuclear weapon. He had a very European point of view.
One student asked if the White House has a new dog yet. The president responded, soon. Don Gagne, NPR News, Strasbourg.
With millions of Americans facing foreclosure, a federal regulator issued a new report today on efforts to keep people in their homes by reworking their loans. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The report found that when lenders lower homeowners' payments, that's very likely to keep the person in their home. But it also found that during 2008, in most cases, lenders were not willing to do that. John Dugan is the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency.
We found some interesting findings. Some a little surprising.
Dugan says that when the industry intervened to modify a mortgage, the lender in most cases did not lower the payments, and the borrower was likely to default again.
About a third of the modifications involved payments that increased, not decreased.
Still, in the latter part of the year, the industry was more likely to cut deals with homeowners. And in cases where lenders did reduce a borrower's payments by more than 10%, about 75% of people were able to recover and were not seriously delinquent after 6 months. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 39 points, ending the week at 8,017. The Nasdaq was up 19 points today. This is NPR. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar announced today it is speeding up some planned layoffs at the company by several weeks in an effort to cut costs. Peoria-based company says that it's letting 1,000 of its workers go 2 weeks early with pay rather than keeping them through April 13th as had initially been planned. Company says it decided to accelerate the layoffs amid a continued slowdown in demand for its mining trucks and large earth-moving equipment. Layoffs which are occurring at the company's Decatur, Illinois facility are part of more than 24,000 job cuts taking place at Caterpillar. South Carolina's governor today became the last in the nation to accept funds from the federal stimulus package. Republican Governor Mark Sanford had been a vocal critic of the stimulus, but agreed to formally request the money to keep the state's options open. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Governor Sanford previously staked himself out against accepting about $700 million in stimulus money earmarked for education, about 25% of South Carolina's total stimulus funds. As a federal deadline approached to request the funds, Sanford had threatened to inform the White House that South Carolina was turning down the money. Sanford's position created a firestorm of opposition, with even many of his fellow Republicans criticizing him for leaving money on the table at a time when his state faces a huge budget shortfall. Now, Sanford says he'll start the process of applying for stimulus funds, but he stresses he still could turn down the education portion later. He wants state legislators to commit to using the money to pay down long-term state debt rather than spending it on immediate budget needs. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
The Institute for Supply Management, an important purchasing managers group, says its service sector index fell to 40.8 last month. Any reading below 50 denotes contraction in the service sector, while a reading above that level indicates expansion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.